What about vasomotor symptoms with the AIs compared to tamoxifen?
Well, about a third of women who go on tamoxifen will notice a substantial change in whatever hot flashes they may have. If they're premenopausal, then generally they're not having hot flashes. Putting them on tamoxifen, the rate of hot flashes is often, 60, 70%. But in postmenopausal women, about a third of women really notice a troubling increase in hot flashes when you put them on tamoxifen. With the aromatase inhibitors, they're, depending on the trial you look at, either subtle advantages, slight reduction in the rate of hot flashes with the aromatase inhibitors, or nothing at all. So although some women may feel their hot flushes improve when you switch from either tamoxifen to aromatase inhibitors, you can also see the other way around as well. And it's not a guarantee that an aromatase inhibitor would not give hot flushes.
What about gynecologic problems and endometrial cancer with the AIs and comparing to tamoxifen?
Well, as you know, tamoxifen can trigger endometrial cancers. Certainly when it's taken, particularly in the postmenopausal population, and the longer you're taking it, the more likely you are to get endometrial abnormalities. In fact, tamoxifen can trigger vaginal discharges, thickening of the endometrium, changes that lead the gynecologist to get concerned in doing D&Cs to make sure there isn't an endometrial carcinoma there. And in fact, one of the trials showed that women on tamoxifen, when you follow them long enough, about 5% of those women ended up with a hysterectomy. That was the ATAC trial. Interestingly, on that trial, the women who got, in this case, anastrozole for 5 years had a much lower rate of endometrial abnormalities. They had less problems with vaginal discharge, and they certainly didn't have the hysterectomy rate. In fact, it was about a quarter of what was seen in the tamoxifen arm. But the problem was that these women end up with vaginal dryness. So they end up with the exact opposite issue. And with the vaginal dryness and the really quite profound suppression in estrogen levels, these women can have thinning of the vaginal mucosa, and it can get to be a problem with intercourse. Dyspareunia, painful intercourse, is more common when these women are on aromatase inhibitors.